إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فازا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Al-Quran the stories of a few prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ. Only a few prophets with their stories were mentioned in Al-Quran. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent 124,000 prophets from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, being the first, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, being the seal and the last prophet for humankind. Also, one of the reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam the stories of the prophets, كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, so as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would strengthen the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by drawing on the examples that can be seen and learned from the previous experience of previous prophets. كَذَلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would tell the stories of previous prophets so as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would learn from that, and also for us to learn too. One of the stories is the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, ذُنُّون. وَذُنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And also that is in Surah Al-Anbiya, also in Surah Sad, إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا إذ أبق إلى الفلك المشحون فساهم فكان من المضحضين فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم. Sometimes you'll find that the stories of prophets are here and there in Al-Quran. The story of Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, you'll find it in many surahs, starting from Al-Baqarah, you'll find it in Surah Al-A'raf, and you'll find it in other surahs. But we need to remember that the Quran will tell the part of the story that is relevant to the theme of that surah and the theme of these verses. And sometimes it is told in length, like the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. A whole surah is dedicated for the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And sometimes it is mentioned in brief, like in Sad, the story of Yunus, and also in Surah Al-Anbiya. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, we know for sure that he is from Nineveh, which is in the north of Iraq, around what is called Al-Mawsil now. And in the story of Ibn Addas, that the Prophet ﷺ met after he was rejected by the people of At-Ta'if, Addas, the slave that he came to him, and then he told him, where are you from? And he said, I am from Ninawa. And he said, this is the place of Nabiullah Yunus. And then they had that conversation. Yunus alayhi salam was sent to his people, asking them to believe in Allah and Allah alone. His people rejected him. Then he decided to leave. Because in the past, when a prophet is rejected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send punishment, particularly if they ask for a miracle and that miracle was granted, and they still disbelieved and rejected the prophet and the miracle, then the punishment will come to them. وَمَا مَنَعَنَا أَن نُرْسِلَ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا أَن كَذَّبَ بِهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَآتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصِرَةً فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. الآيات أي المعجزات, the miracles, because as if you remember the word ayah, it means three things in Al-Quran. One is a verse in Al-Quran. One is like الشمس والقمر, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. And also ayah is a miracle that a prophet will bring to his people. So after him, they rejected him, and he tried everything with them. They still refused to follow the truth, refused to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They continued with their shirk and with their bad deeds, walayadu billah. So, without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left. Because he thought, since they will be punished, I may not be with them. I might as well leave. And that was without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, in Surah Sad, إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. أَبَقَ means, in the Arabic, is to run away from a master. In the past, a slave, if to run away from the master, then the word is أَبَقَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him as a slave that he ran away from his master. He was the slave and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was his master. إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. He took a trip on a ship. He wanted to leave. And it needed him to be in a ship. So he got into a ship. الْمَشْحُونَ means it's overladen. It was heavy. Then it says, فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَضِينَ. Al-Quran, dear brothers and sisters, tell you things in brief. It does tell you about the general aspect of a story that you can draw morals from. The specification, or the specifics, if you like, of the story may or may not be there, because they don't really matter. Such as, and I did mention that in the past, such as the number of the people, the exact location, the exact time. Sometimes we don't know that. Sometimes we do. So he was in that ship, and it says, فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُضْحَضِينَ. So they were drawing lots for what? Because we know that the ship was so heavy, and it was beset with high waves, and it was about to drown, and they decided that it is too heavy, and they needed to get rid of some of the people on board. And although it says al-mashhoon, al-mashhoon is also a description that was given to the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and we know for sure that it was laden, and it was heavy with people as well as far more animals than people. Because the ulama say, and I'm talking now about the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that it was min kullin zawjain ithnain. So from every type of animals, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had zawjain, a male and a female, so as they can continue to breed after the drowning of the whole world. Nevertheless, in this case, We may deduce that it was overladen with people, because had it been some animals, they would have got rid of the animals. They are less valuable, no matter what, than humans in any time and in any place. So they couldn't just pick someone. They draw lots. And then they picked the name of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. They did not know him. They were not from his people. He was not known to them. He was not known to be a prophet. He didn't tell. Wallahu a'lam. They looked at him and he, just imagine seeing a prophet. The nur, the tranquility in his face, the reverence. So they said, no, not you. We will do it again. Then they did it again, and it was him again. Subhanallah. And someone on the ship was saying, there is a slave escaping from his master. So he was thinking, that is me. I escaped from the without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me to leave. Ultimately he started to realize that he had to go. And the third time was on him too. So he jumped into the water. And from the water into a huge fish. It says al-hut. Al-hut in Arabic can mean a fish, as in Surah in Al-Kahf in the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with Al-Khidr. They were talking about al-hut, and in the language of the North African Arabs, al-hut is a fish. But al-hut also can mean the whale, like the sperm whales that you've seen in the last a few weeks getting stranded. But Allahu A'lam, that area of the world may or may not have whales. We don't know exactly the waters, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send a whale anywhere to swallow Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Or some historians say it's a big fish. It's a huge fish. And it doesn't matter at the end of the day. And it does not affect the moral of the story. He was swallowed. And he stayed in the stomach of that huge animal. In فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, in the darknesses. And the ulama said that it is the darkness of the stomach of the fish or the whale. It is the darkness of the water, because in the water deep it is dark, and also it is the darkness of the night. And some others said other things that may or may not be able to produce a proof to what they're saying. But nevertheless, some say he stayed between, let us say, the morning and the evening. Some they say 3 days, some they say a week, up to a 40 days. But no matter how long he stayed, it is not a nice place to be in, the stomach of a fish or a whale. It is maybe acidic, maybe full of whatever that animal swallowed. And he doesn't know what's going to happen. He is a prophet, yes. But he knows that he's done something wrong. And now he is there. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He supplicated with this dua, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. There is no God worthy of worship but you. I have been amongst the ظالمين, the transgressors. Then Allah, the angels heard his voice and told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we hear a voice of a known voice from an unknown place. And he said, yes, this is my slave, Yunus. And then they interceded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was doing good. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the fish to get him out. And then Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the wilderness, if you like. وَأَنْبَتْنَا عَلَيْهِ شَجَرَةً مِنْ يَقْطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his mercy, gave him a plant. That is the pumpkins. Yaqtin is the pumpkins. And it is in Arabic al-qara', or the zucchini, from the zucchini family. It is al-yaqtin itself, it's a huge thing, but you can find, of course, it's a big family from the, like a cab, the yellow or green ones. That you may find in the supermarket, to the green ones, to the yellow ones, to the huge, to the marrow, etc. It's a family. And The plant has huge leaves that can protect him from the sunlight. Maybe his skin was affected by the acids. Maybe even if it wasn't acidic, being in water does affect your skin. Being in water is not good for your skin for a long time, definitely, but it's good if you drink it for your skin. Ask the specialist. So he needed attention. He was very sick, very ailing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that plant to protect him, to drink from its water and to eat from it. And also the is in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to follow and look for ad-dubba. Ad-dubba is also a marrow in a dish. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked the marrow, and some they say it has healing properties for sick people. So if someone is down with the flu or ill, so making a soup or cooking pumpkins or maybe any of its family can be good for them. Then what happens is really surprising, because in the past, whoever denied the messengers and the message of Allah would have been punished, like Thamud, like Ad, like the people of Nuh, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a mercy to all mankind, to those who follow him, the Muslims who say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, he is mercy for them because they live good life on earth and they will inshallah be rewarded with paradise. And those who reject him, they still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them a stay. He will not punish them immediately on earth, but they will be punished later on. So he is mercy to all mankind. What happened is when he left them, the people of Nineveh, his people, realized that they rejected a prophet. He was good to them. He wanted them to follow the truth. He wanted them to live a good life and to connect with the Lord and the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship him. Worship him in the way he should be worshipped. So they realized that. And the realization came from, subhanallah, if you like, the error that was made by leaving them. Then they came together. They brought their children. They put on the roughest and the oldest clothes, and they supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their repentance and forgive them and to bring them back, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that from them. فَلَوْلَا قَرْيَةٌ كَانَتْ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُنُسْ. They are the only example in the past that they repented and came back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance and accepted their coming back to him, and they spared to him. وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ, and we sent him to 100,000 or more. Alhamdulillah. So the story, فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ فَآمَنُوا فَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that, the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. There are a lot to be drawn from the story. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Some of the stories, the morals of the story, if you wish, dear brothers and sisters, is something I have alluded to. But also the dua, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. When you are in, if you feel unhappy, if you feel sad, if you feel depressed, if you feel that, you know, things are not working well for you, then this is a great dua to resort to, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. There are so many others. There is a longer one. اللهم إني عبدك وابن عبدك وابن أمتك, ناصيتي بيدك, ماض في حكمك, عدل في قضاءك, أسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علفته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك, أن تجعل القرآن نور صدري وربيع قلبي وذهاب همي وجلاء حزني, And there are others, dear brothers, please look them up. It is good that we should really use this dua. He was really he realized that he left without the permission of Allah. He was rejected from and thrown out of the ship. He was in the stomach of a fish, which no one, subhanallah, he worshipped Allah in a place that never before worshipped. So I urge you, when you are in an aeroplane, to observe your salah, dear brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, I spent a lot of time traveling in my life on a weekly basis using the aeroplane. And I saw even, you know, from a distance, some Muslims who just waste their time looking at magazines rather than really making wudu and praying in the aeroplane in a place that is very high, and also make dhikr and read Quran. And also I would like to say the number 100,000 أو يزيدون. You'll find that in Al-Quran you'll find a lot of numbers. Al-Quran is a book that is around 600 pages in Al-Madina print. And it has so, and of course the objective of Al-Quran is for guidance, for hidayah. But if you look at the numbers, you'll find 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 19, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. You'll find 50,000, you'll find 1,000, you'll find 2,000, you'll find 100,000, the largest number. You'll find fractions, you'll find half, you'll find a third, you'll find a sixth, you'll find a tenth, you'll find two-thirds, that is in Al-Mawarith. It is a great book, dear brothers and sisters. We need really to contemplate how blessed we are with the book of Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم رد هذه الأمة إلى دينها ردا جميلا. اللهم ردها إلى كتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارفع عنها الظلم، اللهم ارفع عنها القتل، اللهم ردها إلى وظيفتها كما تحب وترضى يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع مقتك وغضبك عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.